a young couple filled with excitement and anticipation over their upcoming wedding, in which I have the fortunate opportunity to officiate at in about a month, came to sit with me in my office to discuss the big issues of marriage. And fresh from my own wedding, my own joining with my husband 2.5 years ago, I found it to be a beautiful and intimate conversation. We spoke about marriage. We spoke about families. We spoke about children. We spoke about the stress that is involved in any union. And we spoke about love. But, interestingly enough, the one subject, the one symbol that this couple was most interested in learning about was, why do we break the glass at the end of a wedding? No matter that we covered these big, huge topics, the best part of the conversation was, what's the meaning behind the breaking of that glass? And I find that the answers vary. You see, many of us know that the breaking of the glass signifies the destruction of the temple. The rabbis also like to say that the origin is found in Masechet Brachot, in which, in the 4th century, the son of a great rabbi decided to reach up and take a goblet off of the shelf, smash it to the ground in front of his own children, the bride and the groom, just to let them know that in the middle of a joyous occasion, one should also be able to feel a serious moment. But I find that there's a third possibility. You see, when I hear the breaking of the glass, that shattering, I see it as a reminder. I'm reminded that in life, that in a new partnership, there will be breaks. In any relationship, one can expect to feel tension, to see conflict, to experience disagreement. And so I think that the purpose of coming together in a marriage and the purpose of breaking that glass at the end of a ceremony is to realize that we have a chance to pick up those pieces, to pick up those fragments each and every day of our lives and recreate that glass. And of course, one can't expect the glass to look the same, because we're not the same when we choose to enter into a partnership with another person. And when I was in conversation with this couple, I realized that we all hear that shattering of glass at a different time during the year. You see, when I hear the shofar blasted on Rosh Hashanah, it's then too that I hear the breaking of the glass. The rabbis in the Talmud actually call one of the blasts shvarim. Shvarim means brokenness. And what we're told is that when we hear that shofar, what we actually hear is the inner breaking of our soul. We experience breaks in our lives every day, every year. We can count the moments. Breaks between relationships, breaks between dreams, breaks between hope and faith. And I think the purpose of Rosh Hashanah is to find those fragments in our lives, to find those shattered pieces of glass and bring them together and make our lives whole yet again. We all know that brokenness is inevitable. But I truly believe that we have the chance to find those fragments and bring them back together. And just as that wedding glass never looks the same after smashed on the ground. So too, our souls never look the same when we bring those broken pieces together. No, our souls never look the same. I actually believe that they're stronger. Shabbat Shalom.